this section, we discuss supporting your employee returning to work. As a manager, there are a number of key obligations and expectations you'll need to understand and prepare for. Firstly, when should you start planning for your team members' return? Well, as each individual's return to work plan will vary, it's important to reflect on what you agreed as part of the staying in touch process with your employee and what they're expecting will happen. Ideally, you want to start planning 3 months prior to your employee's return. Secondly, consider what should be discussed as part of the return to work plan. If you've stayed in regular touch with your employee, the answer to this question should be a little easier, as you will have had regular catch-ups about work and even started chatting over various return options. However, if you've had little recent contact with your employee, start by providing an update on the team progress, covering what's been happening in their absence to bring them up to speed. If there's been changes to the team or role that affects your employee's return, make sure the employee knows how they will be impacted and together identify the things that will need to be discussed and agreed before their return to work. Note that employees should be provided with the option to return to their role or a comparative similar role in status and conditions. If this isn't possible, as the role or similar roles no longer exist, the employee should be notified as soon as possible so they can consider all other viable return to work options that might be open to them. Thirdly, don't assume you know what your employee needs or is expecting. Ask them how they're feeling about returning to work. Are they keen to return to their current position, or would they prefer other options such as extending parental leave or moving to another role? Ask what flexibility might be needed, and more generally, what would help support them to transition back. Some employees will want to catch up with colleagues beforehand, want a job review and updates provided, need facilities for breastfeeding, or even return to work gradually, say 1 or 2 days a week, for the first few months. Find out what's needed and prepare for it. As part of the National Employment Standards legislation, employees returning from parental leave have the right to request a flexible return, and you, as their employer, must consider the employee's request and how you can make this work, and provide your response in writing no longer than 21 days. If you're unsure how to plan for your employee's return to work, you should ask your own leader, your HR team, or an expert from the Parents at Work team to help you prepare before you start negotiating with your employee. Check out our return to work checklists on this site to help you successfully navigate your employee's return to work. Finally, be aware that returning to work takes time for employees to adjust, and some may find this trickier than others, as every family and individual is different. Please allow for adjustments in the team schedule and delivery. It will take time for your employee to settle in and get back up to speed. Also, you need to support your employee if they wish to vary their return to work, returning earlier, later, or flexibly. So, need more information on this topic? Well, simply contact the Parents at Work expert via the site. We're on hand to answer your questions.